Hi and welcome back. So this is video number 12, how to stop making excuses in your life. And you'll have to excuse my t-shirt, by the way. I wore this in the last video and I haven't quite worked out how to iron with my left hand yet. So I might be a little bit more presentable next time. But it's pouring down outside, so I still can't do videos outside yet either. So you'll have to put up with me just inside doing all these again, unfortunately. I was hoping the videos might be a bit more exciting. As I said, you know, out on the hills doing things, but I still can't really go anywhere yet. So still a bit boring at the minute, but at least hopefully you're getting the messages across. So yesterday we talked about the law of attraction, yeah? Really cool stuff, honestly. You can make it work. Not everything, you're not going to be able to wish for everything all the time, everything come true, but put a visualization, a plan together, how you're going to get there, no matter how silly it seems, start working out, yeah, yeah. Think about something you want, really, really want, write it down, and start thinking, you know, in a quiet time that I said, where you need a half an hour to yourself every single night, think about those things as well, what you want in life and how you're going to get there. So that's a really cool concept, but listen, right, today's all about excuses, yeah? And I used to be the biggest excuse maker ever. So, like I said, I've moved all around the country, moved to different places and stuff. So my friends have always been scattered everywhere because I generally travel through the week in a job or whatever. It makes it then more difficult to travel at the weekends. So yeah, I'm making excuses, yeah? But kind of, I was sat down and thought, what would I want to do with my life? I'd love to go on my bike, I'd love to go canoeing, I'd love to do kite surfing, all this sort of stuff. And you know what, right, it's just a pipe dream, yeah, because I just sat there, I didn't do anything. But I have had kids, so I've got a 14-year-old, a 13-year-old, and a 5-year-old. So a lot of that time up until the 5, they need a lot of looking after, yeah. So generally, I took on a daddy role of being able to do that and support the kids. So that was my excuse, really. You couldn't leave the kids alone when really what I should have done is gone and done those things. It's really, really important, especially if you're in a relationship. You need a bit of time away from each other. You do need your own independence. Like my ex-wife used to go on a horse a lot. So, you know, that was her saving grace during the week. That was where she processed her thoughts. That's where she got on and did things. And you do really need that. I miss that because, again, I could be a bit grumpy sometimes because I didn't have anything to fulfill my life. You know, it was just work, you know, and even with all the pats on the backs at work, when you come home, you really need something that challenges you, that you're interested in and that you can do, yeah? But think about all the excuses you make. Think about all the things that stop you from being where you are. You know, I can't change my job because of X, Y, Z. You know, I can't go on holiday because of X, Y, Z. You know, I can't do this in life because of X, Y, Z. But they're just excuses. They're just excuses of us making ourselves feel better for not doing it. But now, you know, over the past 6 months, I vowed to change my life. I vowed to change every single thing about it, transform myself completely. You know, I have my daughter every other weekend now, so I'm lucky because I do get weekends to actually go and do stuff. But I'm up at 5:15 in the morning now. I train for an hour on the weights. During the day, I box for 30 minutes. And then in the evening, I might go to a yoga class and then I'll go and swim 50 laps after that as well. So I vowed to do all the things that I wanted to do. It's like because I was overweight, I couldn't even put my socks on properly. You know, it was doing me head in. I was waddling everywhere. So I started taking yoga classes purely just to be more flexible, you know, so I could better put my socks on, do sensible things, you know. I did swimming, so it would help my breathing because I used to be a smoker. And, you know, swimming's really good for getting your breath and everything else. So box because I enjoy that and it's a really quick exercise. And then you do weights just to keep a bit of a tone. Now, I'm not saying you can jump in and do that because the biggest mistake that you can make is doing things too quickly. Like, if you want to go mountain biking, don't go down the hill at 40 miles an hour. If you're not used to riding a bike properly, not a good idea, honestly. Although I have been on it every day for 6 months. But you know what I mean? You need to sit into things comfortably. But I'll talk to you later in other videos about, you know, how you can get yourself to a point where you feel great, where you want to get up at 5:15, where you want to enjoy life, where you've got so much energy that you can do all these things. And honestly, once you get to that stage, it's unbelievably how great you feel. But the first thing is you've got to stop making excuses. Don't make excuses. Don't think about it. Don't process anything. If someone says to you, want to go to this party tomorrow, say, yeah, wicked, let's go. You know, if your partner or whatever comes to you and says, you know, going to families at the weekend, say, yeah, wicked. Just see everything as a positive thing. Don't make excuses. If you want to go out there and do something, then go and do it. Go and do it. Do it now. Yeah, do it now. Because later on, you might find that you're never able to do it again. And you don't want to live with regrets. We said that, yeah. Regretting something later on. Oh my God, I should have done this. I should have gone and done that. You know, we all learn as we get older. We all get educated with different things. But find yourself something that you enjoy. Stop making excuses. Get on with it. And go and do it now. Do it now. Do it now. And I'll see you in the next video, which will be about how to get the ultimate energy and enjoy your life. Yeah. Okay. Cool. See you in the next video. Take care. Bye-bye.